In today's news wrap, we at Money Control bring you the top newsmakers so far. Let's get started. Trouble for Go First seems to be unending as aircraft leasing companies have sought to repossess and deregister 20 aircraft leased to the bankrupt budget carrier under the provisions of irrevocable deregistration and export request authorization from the aviation regulator, Directorate General of Civil Aviation. Lessors have reportedly approached the regulator to deregister 20 Airbus A320neo aircraft of the airline. Out of the 20 aircraft, 15 were operating till May 2, after which the airline grounded operations. Aircraft lessors had opposed Go First's urgent plea for voluntary insolvency resolution proceedings and moratorium on the financial obligations during the hearing before the National Company Law Tribunal, which reserved its order. On the market front, Money Control reported that DMAT account openings were at the lowest level since December 2020, with only 1.60 million accounts opened in April. Analysts attribute the decline in DMAT account openings to factors such as volatile markets lasting beyond 18 months, lack of attractively priced large initial public offerings, and muted returns for investors, especially in the small and mid-cap segments. Now, this is a significant deviation from the average of 2.9 million and 2.09 million accounts added per month in fiscal 2022 and 2023. Another company to announce layoffs is the e-commerce unicorn Meesho that has announced its second round of job cuts in just over a year, leading to the termination of 251 employees, which represents around 15% of its workforce. In an email dated May 5, co-founder and CEO Vidit Atre informed the company's staff about the decision, citing a challenging macroeconomic environment. The Bengaluru-based company, which was among the first few new-age companies to slash jobs in a tough funding environment, had last year let go of 250 employees from its grocery arm. The latest round is, however, the first one at Meesho's marketplace model, its core business. Moving forward, oil is headed for a third straight weekly decline, the longest losing run this year, as slowdown concerns and turmoil in the U.S. banking sector prompted investors to flee from risk. Trading was marked by a brief but dramatic plunge early on Thursday, when prices collapsed to touch the lowest intraday level since 2021. Crude has been battered by mounting concern the U.S. economy is on track to slide into a recession, potentially hurting energy consumption, just as investors track signs of continued instability among regional lenders. In addition, major exporter and OPEC Plus leader Saudi Arabia has lowered prices to Asia. Regulatory body Securities and Exchange Board of India is contemplating allowing mutual fund schemes to charge performance-based fees for managing funds. Right now, the fee is charged as a percentage of the assets under management, taking into account the fund size, subject to regulations for various types of schemes. The proposal to link the fee to performance can materially change the way the rupees 40 lakh crore mutual fund business is run, especially at a time when the outperformance by active mutual fund schemes is going down. In another development, Apple's chief executive officer Tim Cook expressed cautious optimism about the flood of new artificial intelligence services, saying that while the technology has huge potential, there are also a number of issues that need to be sorted. Speaking on an earnings call, Cook noted that Apple already uses artificial intelligence across much of its lineup, including in features like fall detection on its smartwatch. The company will continue to add the technology to more of its products, he said, but on a very thoughtful basis. The remark suggests that Apple plans to tread carefully in a contentious area. Though generative AI tools like ChatGPT have captured the public's imagination, they have also faced a backlash from some companies and governments. Business leaders such as Elon Musk have also called on developers to pause their training of powerful artificial intelligence models, citing potential safety risks. That's all from us in today's news wrap. For further details, head to www.moneycontrol.com and download the Money Control app.